Fairbanks is mourning the loss of a piece of mining history. Gold dredge number 3 off the Steese Highway in Chattanooga burned Saturday. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Two men reported the fire to the Chattanooga Lodge, which is across the Steese Highway from the old gold dredge. Lodge waitress Monica Butterfield says the men said they'd climbed into the dredge and accidentally started the fire while playing with machinery.
My boss was cooking, I was waiting tables, and they come in and they said, we were over at the dredge and we pulled a pulley and it got out of control and it started a fire.
Butterfield says the men who did not give their names said they tried to put out the flames with their water bottles. She says the lodge cook ran across with a bucket of water and a fire extinguisher, but the blaze was already out of control. She says fire departments from Fairbanks responded. No flames escaped the dredge, which is surrounded by water and tailings. Gold Dredge number 3 is owned by Jane and Chris Haig and Patty Pearsall of Fairbanks. Pearsall says they bought the dredge in 1997 to preserve it, but signs never deterred people from climbing into the 200-foot-long, 5-story-high structure.
That, in one way, was the wonderfulness about it, that people actually could walk across the tailings and see it. Of course, that's also the unfortunate part, that people, rather than just staying on the tailings and looking at it, went on it and, in this case, destroyed it.
Pearsall says the dredge was not insured, and she's not sure what's next given the extent of damage done by the fire.
The superstructure is still there, although some of it, well, the main mast is bent, which means that there was some really powerful things happening. The main conveyor is lying on the ground. The gantry is in the water, and it looks pretty sad.
Pearsall says the dredge operated for 30 years, digging a mile of gold-rich gravel a year until 1962. She says the dredge, which sits in the canal it dug, is one of the largest in the interior and was one of just a few intact. Pearsall says she and the Haigs have not decided about whether they'll try to restore the dredge, but are requesting an investigation of the fire's cause. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.